Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Lindsey Buckingham, ladies and gentlemen. One man, one guitar. He gets some serious sound out of that guitar. If you ever get a chance to see him picking, it's a unique way of playing the guitar. If you ever get a chance to see him, he's, of course, the lead guitarist for Fleetwood Mac. That's one of the great songs. Welcome back, Seven Tail. I'm Jim Blasingame. Spinning a few platters, rock and rolling here with our good friend Ken Yancey, CEO of SCORE. That's SCORE.org, an organization I always like telling you guys about because they do such great work. And as I said in the first segment, Ken, everything's volunteer. I mean, there's no money to be paid to SCORE, is there?
You know, our workshops have a small fee associated with them.
Yeah, that's just recovery.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to get us to take money. all of the counseling and all the mentoring is free. And the reason that it works so well, Jim, as you know, is that we've got 13,500 volunteers out there that believe they can make a difference, and they're very active in their communities, and we're very fortunate to have them.
And you got chapters, SCORE chapters all around the country, right?
Exactly.
How you guys are broken down?
350 now.
Yeah, and so they can find the nearest SCORE chapter in their community. I mean, on your website, but if there isn't one in their community and they think there should be, how would that happen?
You know, on the website, you can drop us a line. You can call us at 800-634-0245. We're still actively opening new chapters and anxious to do that in markets where we don't have a presence. So if someone has some thoughts for us along those lines, we would love to learn more about the community that you're in and interested in and how we can find an anchor organization that can help us get started, and then we'll be happy to contribute.
If somebody approaches a SCORE representative or goes to a SCORE chapter meeting or something like that, and the person they're talking to doesn't have the credentials that the problem requires, mm-hmm. What happens then?
Well, you know, if we have someone that comes in that needs a specific skill or ability and it's not resident in the chapter, we have the ability to search our national skills database, mm-hmm. and find the right person for you. Mm-hmm. I mentioned in the earlier segment we're going to be launching a new website. That's going to include a searchable database of all of our volunteers.
So instead of face-to-face only, maybe some virtual stuff.
You know, we're doing email counseling now, and with the new site, Jim, we're going to begin counseling via Skype.
Good for you.
So we're very excited about that, and it's gonna mean a lot to us.
Well, that's gonna put you, your capability on steroids when you guys more you do that kind of thing, because now, you know, you're not just relegated to the people in your community who are great, they're noble people, but they may not, you know, Ken, people are now in the dark little recesses of the country doing some pretty exciting things, and it's not maybe reasonable to think that a SCORE volunteer in that community would have the skills that this person needs.
Well, the one of the hallmarks of our service in the new site and in the newly developed SCORE is our ability to match a client with the right resource. And Jim, sometimes that resource is not in SCORE.
Right.
It may be that there's a better resource like Vistage or the Small Business mm-hmm. Development Centers, or maybe it's someone in your local community
right.
that's going to do a better job of helping you than we might. It's our responsibility to get you to the right place and then follow up with you.
See, this is what I like about, folks, this is what I like about the organizations that I recommend to you. Small Business Development Center, SCORE, Chamber of Commerce, Vistage, Tab Boards. I mean, all of these folks, I mean, they all want to help you, and they all are glad when you come to them. But the main thing that all these organizations want is for you to be successful, and they don't care who gets the credit, Ken, and I take my hat off to you guys for that.
Well, it's important that we're successful. In order for us to be successful, our clients have to be successful. It's all about creating new businesses, forming new jobs, saving jobs, growing sales, those things that are going to add to economic prosperity. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, That's how it needs to be measured. And you know, it's not about who gets a tick mark and what column. Mm-hmm. It's about the outcomes that result from the interactions that occur.
Well, and I could see where you, a SCORE volunteer would help a company and get them to a certain level, and then say, you know what, I think you should join one of these formal organizations like Visage or Tab Boards or something like that. I bet that's happening all over the country.
It does happen, and you know, you can do both. You can be in a Visage group and benefit from that wonderful peer-to-peer opportunity and still talk to a SCORE volunteer or a Small Business Development Center person.
And probably become a SCORE volunteer yourself one day.
I bet that happens
all the time. Hey, Ken, score.org, SCORE.org is the website. Check out the new technology site there. Ken, thanks for being here. Thanks for all the good work you do. We'll see you next time.
Ken, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Ken Yancey, folks, he'll be back. I will be too. After the news, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.